Clint Gerhardt told the Utah legislature about his daughter's struggles.
We see it as parents as an epidemic that the resources just aren't there to address.
There's a sea of them. There's a sea of folks. There's a sea of need, I should say.
Need that Dr. Jim Ashworth has been working on for years at UNI.
Why is it we don't treat people with mental illness like we treat people with like a physical ailment, right? That's where I'd like to get people thinking.
Ashworth says margins in mental health have never been great and access is a problem.
There's not a robust workforce out there to manage a lot of this.
And the dean of the University of Utah School of Medicine, Mike Good, spoke to the KSL editorial board about the need.
Gardner Institute recently, a few months ago, released a report showing 1 in 5 Utahns will experience poor mental health. Of that, those who do, less than half will get treatment.
There's the stigma, but Ashworth says when they're treated differently, that gets into discrimination.
Most people don't think they discriminate, but they might. That's the insidious part of it, right? Yeah. That I think good people might be discriminated against the mentally ill and not really realizing they're doing that.
After Gerhardt's testimony, the legislature last year passed a mental telehealth measure. Ashworth says telehealth is very promising. The U also has a call-up service where primary care doctors can get help from the psychiatry department and a transition clinic to bridge the wait between inpatient care and the next appointment. More measures will be coming with the new money from the Huntsman family. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.